I didn't teach at West Point.
Thank you.
My name is Major General retired Maria Brett, had 28-year career, 8 years active duty, and 20 years with the Army National Guard. So I've got a pretty broad experience of both reserve component and active duty, if you want to talk to me about that afterwards. I'll be here all day. Today, what I want to talk about is this quote here that struck me from Winston Churchill. Got enemies? Good. That means you've stood for something sometime in your life. And I talk about this because early on in my career as a female, I always felt that you needed to be liked, that you needed to be accepted. And I learned over the years that it's better to be respected than to be liked. So let me preface first, though, by saying that you do need to know your subordinates. You need to be a caring leader. You've got to be genuine and authentic. But there is a fine line between getting too close and then maintaining that professionalism. George Patton said it best. He said, "Damn it, I'm not running for the Shah of Persia. There are no practice games in life. It's eat or be eaten, kill or be killed." To be an effective leader, you've got to maintain good order and discipline. You can't allow your judgment to be skewed by friendships, personal relationships, and that includes relationships of family members, especially your spouse. It's tough to practice leadership, and what I talk to my subordinates about is you need to practice leadership, not likership. So that's something you have to hold yourself accountable to, and then also develop your leaders to understand that practice. We're all servant leaders. We're here to serve the greater good. Our allegiance is to the organization that we serve. I can tell you as a female, it's even harder because you're under the microscope constantly. Everybody's watching you and what you're doing. Tavern night just doesn't work for us. You're a role model no matter what you're doing. And I also tell people that I work with, don't subscribe to the Vegas logic. What goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas. I can tell you that is absolutely not true. You are a leader on and off duty. Quick story, first assignment, Fort Hood, Texas, second lieutenant, and I'm assigned a first lieutenant, female sponsor, Cindy. She had gone to OCS, had been prior enlisted, great person, but she never made the transition to becoming an officer. She was always trying to be a buddy with her soldiers. And I saw that later as a lack of confidence, that she didn't have the confidence in herself to create that professionalism. One weekend, she asked me to make a meal for her. She didn't cook, and I cooked. It's just one of my hobbies growing up. She wanted me to make crab stuffed flounder with rice pilaf. I still remember this. I don't know why. It just struck me, crab stuffed flounder. Okay, so I did. I made the flounder. I made the rice. I gave her the directions for heating it up. I brought it over to her house. We live pretty close. And I noticed a car in the driveway. I said, "Oh, flounder for two. Who we got?" And she wouldn't tell me. She said, "Okay, this can't be good." So a while later, just asking around, found out that she was dating one of her squad leaders. Wrong. And of course, the Army has gotten much better on fraternization. But again, setting that professional line, you have to earn the respect. So understand that it's an honor and a privilege to lead. You've got to stay on the high ground because America's sons and daughters deserve no less. So thank you, and I hope you get a chance to come out to the workshop where I'll talk about this a little bit more, as well as sitting at the table and finding your voice. Thank you. I'll be followed by Emily Miller.